I'm Bill Littlefield.
Here's James to the rim. It counts and the foul.
For many basketball fans, the slam dunk has been basketball's pièce de résistance. But the dunk has recently faced a challenge from a sharp-shooting guard who has elevated the three-point shot and an upstart sneaker brand to prominence. Only a game's Martin Kessler has the story.
A man dribbles down a blacktop in slow motion, then elevates for a dunk to the sound of a jet taking off in the background. This is Nike's 1985 commercial for a new basketball shoe.
Who says man was not meant to fly?
Air Jordan.
Michael, you know the one. In February, Nike released its 30th Air Jordan sneaker. In the three decades in between, the company has sold billions of dollars worth of Jordan shoes. Part of Michael Jordan's appeal comes from his success on the court. He won 6 championships with the Bulls, and his charm off it. After all, he starred alongside the world's most famous rabbit in the movie Space Jam.
Bugs Bunny?
You were expecting maybe the Easter Bunny?
You're a cartoon, you're not real.
Not really.
But there's always been something else.
Sideways. Look at the air, look at the hang time, look at the flying motion.
Look at his head above the rim.
They show, here he is again.
He won dunk contests in Air Jordans. Those are iconic moments.
That's Ben Osborne, editor-in-chief of the basketball magazine Slam.
I don't think Air Jordans would ever have reached the level they did if Michael, on top of being a winner and a great shooter and a great all-around player, wasn't a dunker.
Jordan retired from the NBA for the final time at the end of the 2003 season and was replaced by another dunker. Later that year, Jordan's heir apparent entered the league.
With the first pick in the 2003 NBA draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select LeBron James.
18-year-old LeBron was soon known as King James. Before he played his first pro game, Nike bestowed on him a $90 million contract. Production of Air Jordan sneakers continued, but now the company also made LeBron's. James has been the NBA's top attraction ever since. And from 2010 through the end of the 2015 regular season, James had the NBA's top-selling jersey. That run ended last June. At halftime of a Golden State Warriors game last December, 15-year-old Matt Callahan walks down the concourse wearing a royal blue t-shirt with the same number as dozens of other fans, 30, for Warrior Stephen Curry.
I mean, I've liked him for like a couple years now, so I just got the shirt.
If you can't tell from Callahan's accent, we're nowhere near California. We're at Boston's TD Garden, about 3,000 miles from the Warriors Arena in Oakland. This year, all Warriors games have felt a bit more like home games. That's because wherever Golden State plays, fans want to see Curry. The 6'3" guard has just 17 career dunks in 7 NBA seasons. But Curry has still managed to become the game's most popular player. 4 nights after that visit from Curry and the Warriors, LeBron James and his Cleveland Cavaliers came to Boston's TD Garden. To be fair, this game was on a Tuesday night, not a Friday. Even so, Celtics season ticket holder Harry Ogden felt the energy in the building was noticeably low.
Friday was insane. Like a whole different buzz. Like tonight it's calm, and it used to be like really crazy when LeBron came into town. And even LeBron looks different tonight, I think.
After the game, I tried to ask LeBron about Curry and his sneaker provider, Under Armour. The company recently released an ad saying the three-point shot had overtaken the dunk as the game's top play.
Under Armour recently released a
Who?
Commercial.
Who?
Under Armour.
Who's that?
There's a commercial.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who? The other guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who Under Armour is. What are you talking about? See, you got me off kilter. I only know Nike. That's it. Lifetime.
LeBron might have been joking, but it's not a bad question. Who is Under Armour? And how did the company land the guy who'd become the NBA's most popular player? Nike was founded in 1964, Under Armour in 1996, and at first the company wasn't thinking about basketball.
Will you protect this house?
I will.
Under Armour.
Founded by a former University of Maryland football player, Under Armour made its name selling synthetic fabric workout shirts. Maybe you've seen their logo on the gear of a passing jogger. It looks like an upright U interlocked with an inverted U. It wasn't until 2010 that the company released its first basketball shoe. The previous year, Stephen Curry, then a sweet-shooting but skinny junior from little-known Davidson College, declared for the NBA draft. Golden State took him with the 7th overall pick. Curry didn't sign with Under Armour right away. His first sneaker contract was with Nike. Analysts called Curry the best shooter in the draft, but he was hardly a sure bet.
And the question is, can he make the transition to the point guard spot? Is he going to be strong enough against NBA defenders?
In 2013, after his 4th pro season, Curry's deal with Nike expired. By that time, Under Armour held just 0.35%, yes, a third of 1%, of the basketball retail market in the U.S. The company decided to take a shot on Curry, offering him about $4 million a year. But the deal could have been blocked. ESPN Sports Business reporter Darren Revelle says that Nike's initial contract with Curry gave them the right to match to keep him with the brand.
That's one of the reasons why Nike's been able to do what they've done, because they also play a game of keep away.
But this time, they didn't.
Someone really messed up there.
That mistake became obvious last season.
Basket. Curry, three, good!
Playing in his first signature Under Armour sneaker, Curry set the record for most three-pointers in an NBA season with 286. He won the MVP award. And in the NBA Finals, he and the Warriors beat the Cavs and LeBron James. According to Business Insider, during the end of last season, sales of Under Armour's basketball shoes jumped 754%. But ESPN's Revelle points out that Under Armour, which did not make anyone available for this story, has a long way to go to catch LeBron and Nike, which still controls about 90% of the U.S. basketball sneaker market.
So LeBron's selling, you know, 10 times more shoes than Curry right now. So while everyone's lauding Under Armour, Under Armour's got to make the business happen.
Now, 30 years after Nike's first Air Jordan commercial hit the air, Under Armour is trying to use the signature move of its own star to make the business happen.
How long does it take to change the game of basketball?
That's from a recent Under Armour commercial, the one I tried to ask LeBron about.
Just like that, all of a sudden big ain't so big no more. Small ain't so small. And with the flick of the wrist, the step back three is the new dunk. Follow through is the
new September,
post.
Curry and Under Armour extended their contract through 2024. But while Under Armour has built an ad campaign saying the dunk is on its way down, Stephen Curry wants to take flight.
I still want to dunk, so I still got some work to do, I guess.
For Only a Game, I'm Martin Kessler.